Morning, Mrs. Coins.
Oh, Constable Twitten, you do look tired, dear. How did the undercover operation go? Did you get fat... What's his name, dear? Whatever his name is, whose name escapes me. Is that a black eye? Oh, well, I never did.
It was an eventful weekend, Mrs. Coins.
Oh, cup of tea, dear.
Yes, yes, please.
Couple of slices. Macaroon. Oh, you have been in the wars, dear.
There are some awful, awful people in the world, Mrs. Coins.
No, no, there aren't, dear. No, not really.
Highly commendable, well, run. Heads or tails? Okay. Oh, morning. Morning, Mrs. Coins.
Morning.
Twitten. What's wrong with Twitten?
Pull yourself together, lad.
Yes, sir.
You seem in a good mood, Inspector. Did your broadcast go well, dear?
Very well, thank you. It was mainly about probability in the world of policing. It's quite technical, but I like to think enlivened by dramatic examples, general truths, and the odd spot of knock-em-dead humour. I mean, look, just for the sake of argument, when's your birthday, Sergeant?
April the 1st, sir.
Really? I didn't know that. Why didn't I know that? Oh, well, look, I think we're about to see something rather remarkable. My own birthday is February the 14th. Now, Twitten?
October the 3rd, sir.
Mrs. Groynes?
September the 12th, dear.
Yeah, all right, we'll try something else. Mrs. Groynes?
Yes, dear?
Tell us, just for the sake of argument, where you would have found yourself on Sunday morning between 3:30.
3:30... 3:30. I wasn't 50 yards from this station, Inspector.
Oh, you see, Brunswick, you see? It's the same thing every time. What are the odds against that?